Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This hour of Bennett Woods, last hour of the week, is brought to you by Spectrum Business. At Spectrum Business, the price you see is the price you pay. There are no added phone taxes or hidden fees for internet and phone service. Unlike other providers, there's no more guesswork trying to figure out how much you'll actually pay every month. With Spectrum Business, you'll know. You'll also know more about baseball if you listen to our next guest, Eno Saris. One of our favorites. We'll get to him right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. As I said, we're going to get great insight, analysis, maybe go behind the numbers a little bit with Eno Saris. However, Eno, if I told you we were going to conduct this entire interview in the form of a trivia competition, what would be your reaction?
Not good. I suffer with recall, first of all. I'm a little bit of the absent-minded professor around the house. And then on top of that, I guess I lock up in these situations and know even less than I actually know. So not good under pressure, not good with recall, not good for your trivia team.
So what happened last night? I just want to ask. You were in some sort of baseball trivia contest and it didn't go well?
Yeah, that's what happened. I put Barry Bonds in right field. I don't know. That was crazy. I don't know why I did that. I blacked out. I know he's a left fielder. I'm just really embarrassed. It actually kept me up last night. It's just one of those things. I'll retire at the bottom.
I get it, though. It's so hard when everyone expects you to know the most about something, and then it really adds to the pressure, that weight of expectations.
There was a Zoom thing, too. I said left field when I was muted, and then for some reason I unmuted myself, questioned myself, and said right field. So it was just a ridiculous thing all around, so.
Well, it happens to the best of them. You know, one of the smartest baseball minds that we could find. I mean, seriously, Eno knows what he's talking about. I said it earlier in the show when we said we were having you on. I said, maybe Eno Saris can, because I'll be honest with you, there's a little bit of the Chicken Little going on in San Diego right now, obviously with the Mike Clevenger news. Our offense is a bit stagnant. And I thought, Eno knows the Padres pretty well. Maybe Eno can talk us all down from the ledge, if you will, because you know about this team. This team has a prolific offense. We can score runs. Yeah. We're going to be okay, at least in that first round. Right, Eno?
Well, let me tell you something. I looked at all the different adages that people say about the postseason. Pitching and defense wins championships, blah, blah, blah. I looked at all of them, and for the most part, they were untrue. What I found was that hitting was more important. Like, if you looked at the best playoff teams, hitting was more important than pitching. So I think that's in the Padres' favor, given the question marks about the health of Mike Clevenger and just the way the rotation is coming down. I personally have fewer questions about this offense. I know it hasn't looked good in a short stretch, but over the course of the season, they also do things that have been proven to be really important in the postseason, which is not strike out and hit a lot of home runs. If you combine those two things, you're a really good offense. Guess who? The only two teams in baseball that are better at that, those two things combined, are
the Dodgers,
the Yankees and the Dodgers. Yeah. And I know that doesn't, right now it doesn't sound great, but the Yankees and the Dodgers are the favorites.
Yeah, and the Yankees look terrible. I mean, they can look like one game they can look like world beaters, and the next game they look like they've never played baseball again.
Yeah, I think that's a good sign for the Padres, right? It's just like, okay, if the Yankees are a favorite and they were like playing 500 ball for a while, like, you know, it just goes in and out. You know, baseball is the sport of chaos. Compared to other games, the favorite wins less often than in basketball or football. You know, it's just one of those things where the ball can squib one way or another, the call can go one way or another, and the game goes one way or another. So that doesn't maybe sound as comforting to somebody who's like, oh, wow, yeah, chaos in three games, okay.
Let me ask you, you know, what is the recipe for the Dodgers losing? You know, maybe to the Padres, maybe to another team. They got to get through four entire rounds before they can be crowned champions. And is it just the small sample size? Like any team can have a bad series? Or is there a weakness there that can be exploited by the right team and the right opponent?
Well, there's Kershaw's back. It can flare up at any time. We've seen that. Also, as a team, the Dodgers are worse defensively than the Padres. And there was a little bit of an effect from defense. And I think defense is just one of those things where in the sum of it, it may not matter, but then the ball bounces to Max Muncy at second base and he, you know, squibs it or doesn't run over it. You know, it's kind of slower. You know, it's better to have someone like Cronenworth at second base than Max Muncy. So they're a big slugging team, and in some key spots on defense, they have older dudes. So there is a chance that a ball bounces through or they mess up a big defensive play and all of a sudden the game is tighter than it needs to be. So I think that's a piece of weakness. And I think their bullpen is okay, but it's I don't think that necessarily, if you look at the Padres' bullpen versus the Dodgers' bullpen, I don't think it's necessarily obvious which one you have to pick.
Also, you can't quantify it, but there is something about when the calendar turns to October and the Dodgers play – in the play, you can't quantify it.
See,
there's
you
no numbers
that,
for it.
But
no.
I don't necessarily know that Eno believes it.
I've
that.
Seen it. He's seen it with his own eyes. The proof is in the championships.
I also grew up in Atlanta, and I remember they were called the Buffalo Bills. You know,
yeah.
And I think that you know, it is not something you can quantify, and it is something I should say doesn't exist. But I do think that, as a member of the media, I have seen what happens after a game when the Dodgers lose a playoff game. You know, I have seen the questions. And I know that as a human being, you can anticipate those questions. And you can be like, oh, God, not again.
Pressure.
You know? Yeah. And it mounts over time. And, you know, it took a while for those Braves to break through and finally win. And sometimes I think it kind of took a change in personnel. You know, they had to they changed over a lot of their hitters the year before they won, and I think that might have been just, hey, new guys who are like, hey, that those Braves losses that were in the past, like, those are other guys. You know,
Saris is with us, and you know, you look into these numbers, you debunk or you verify some of these things that we believe in baseball, and one of the things that you hear a lot in the last few years, clutch is not a real thing. Clutch is a figment of our imagination that we think one guy's just really good with, you know, runners on scoring position, that it's not something that lasts over the long term. Yet, you know, all of us in our lives feel pressure and react differently. Some of us feel like we react well to pressure. Others, like maybe yourself in a trivia contest, don't react well.
Eno, tell me clutch doesn't exist after your performance last night.
Why is it that clutch doesn't really exist in baseball, at least statistically?
I would say that when you're looking at, because I do think that it exists, like, if you're talking like sort of biomechanically, I think there are sort of biological processes that we undergo when we are stressed out, right? And I think it's been proven that some people, like, you can even look at heart rate. Like, you can look at physiological things, and some people's heart rate goes up and some people doesn't. And, you know, there are, we respond differently to stress. So that is true. I think the problem with finding it in baseball is A, defining it well, B, getting enough sample to really study it like you want to, and then C, baseball players as a group are like the top 5% of all baseball players already, right? So that the pros are already the very, 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 very best. And if you're at the tippy top of the mountaintop, I don't know if there's a really big difference between the best clutch guy in baseball and the worst, because you had to be pretty clutch to get there.
Yeah, fair.
That's a great answer.
I mean? It's a great answer. It is a great answer. But I mean, you could, if you put a, if you last year in the World Series, if you put a you know, pulse on Anthony Rendon, probably 60 beats a minute. But like, you know, I mean, it was just like,
if you weren't clutch enough to perform in big moments, you
wouldn't
be
there.
To the big leagues to begin with. You probably didn't even get to the minor leagues.
I mean, I've played in stupid adult league games. I could hear my heart beating. I could hear it. Hear it on the mound. Like, I'm not that guy.
What does it say? You're going to strike out, Steven. You're going to strike out.
It's terrifying.
One last thing. One last thing, you know, because I know you were writing about it. This pandemic year, it would be awful to, you know, this would be your last year. Retirement with no fans, victory tour. Alex Gordon of the Royals this week announced his retirement at the end of the season. And you kind of wrote about him and the impact that he's had. A player that maybe not the biggest name nationally, but certainly an impact on a franchise that
beloved
is unmistakable.
There. Beloved.
Yeah, he is just a really, really solid guy that, you know, he didn't view the relationship with the media, I think, as adversarial, and he didn't view any relationship that way. You know, he was just like really genuine and cared about people. And so it didn't really matter that you're media. You were just someone that he'd agreed to talk to and he was going to talk to. And so he cared that, you know, you got what you needed and that, you know, the interaction went well and that, you know, he just cared about people. You know what I mean? It's like very, very obvious that he cared. One time I had messed up and, you know, things were going poorly in the clubhouse, and it was like my first year. And he was like, do you need a moment? You know, like, are you good? You know, what's going on? You know, he cared. So, you know, I think, you know, stuff like that can really matter too, on a team level. So, you know, when Hosmer was going up and down, you know, I kind of was like, you know, I think he is good to the players around him. And I think he is going to be a part of the solution long term. And I'm glad to see that he had a good year.
And now we're seeing it. Absolutely. Eno Saris, as always, appreciate your time, man. Have a great weekend. And hopefully we'll talk to you sometime during October.
Clutch up, Eno.
Thanks for having me, guys.
See, Alex Gordon, Woodsy, a person who cares about other people. Like, I cared about you
when you had
coronavirus.
So much. I could feel the love emanating from you and the concern for me and my family.
Eno on our SDCCU fan hotline, SDCCU online and mobile banking lets you do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com. Now, we do care because we got the Fresh with the Fab Five initiative fundraising going on right now for Fresh Start Surgical Gifts, surgeries for children with deformities and the need now. More than ever, you can donate at our website, 973thefansd.com. Help us beat our competitors, the other radio stations down the hall from Pauley, to see who's going to raise the most money. For the first 100 donations of $25 or more, Fresh Start will send you a cool Fresh Start designer mask. Fresh Start and the Fab Five, donate today, 973. The fan.
I watched a video yesterday that showing the work that they do. It will take your breath away. It is incredible
cool.
The work that they do. So please donate if you can.
All right, it's the Fab Five. We have plenty more than five fabulous flubs.
Yes, we do.
And we'll get to those to wrap up our week right now. They're promising no price increases. They're giving extra discounts for souvenirs and food. Callers, hold on. 88233-4768-7759.
Yes.
Where he had just been living out his quarantine, saying it felt like a tropical paradise.
What is a tropical paradise, by the way?
And what players really, what their mindset should be right now. going until 9 o'clock. Jim Rome, got Coach John Terra.
Oh, yes.
Coach John Terra. If you'd like to win a $500 gift card to...
Oh.
If you'd like... And we'll play baseball as soon as fans are available to return to the stands. Able to return to the stands. Go to their Instagram feed.
Oh, yeah.
It's at Doghouse Dogs, DoghausDogs. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. First, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning.
However, the concerts were called off soon as, excuse me.
Whether it's for health concerns, because of some sort of pre-existing conditions, or worried about their family. We're going to get to that interview, if you missed it, right after this check of traffic on 95.7, 93.7. What's our station again? First, though, let's get a quick check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Dan.
Bring him up!
So, Floyd Mayweather. Not the world.
Start over. Let's get our first check of traffic with the great Kelly Danick right here on FM 94.9. Oh, my God.
What? Is basketball going to feel like basketball?
What is basketball, first of all?
And I can't recommend it any less highly than I can the Donks, which is always a dilemma.
Uh-oh.
On our SDCCU Fion hotline. SDCCU
Fion hotline. Thank you very much. My co-host, Ben Higgins. Ben Higgins? Uh-oh. What was that?
And hit play for your chance to win a $500 gift card by the Stroud's Farmers Markets.
Well, listen.
Take it for our word for it. It's located right off the 5 off the bay in Chula Vista, 7 Mile Casino, just minutes from downtown.
What? You know, people are going to want to put an asterisk. I can never say that word. Asterisk.
The way to do it is to wear masks and be courteous of each other.
Yes, be courteous.
So we'll talk a little college sports. All right, now let's get to check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Tap dancer. This morning, though, we've been having some technical. Good God, there. Just go ahead and hit it, Paul.
Ben Woods, right next up on San Diego's number one sports station. We are 97.3 The Fan. You'll be listening to the Smart Investing Show with Brent Wilsey and Chase Wilsey. They run account one. And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report. But then after Jarrett Richards went 4 2/3.
Who's Jarrett Richards?
Well,
Jared Richards. Matt Strom comes in, gets the one out he needs.
Strom.
He's interrupt me with that.
You know,
the apple
ramen.
Sometimes does far fall from the tree.
It does. Woodsy, we got any specific areas you want to go to?
What are specific areas?
Brought to you by Smart Investing. These are difficult times for investors. Do you buy stocks? Sell
buy
stocks?
Sell
stocks. You guys are
flip out because bad mother Chuck.
Oh,
no.
Oh!
The bad mother clucka.
Ken Rogers, who is a producer in charge of HBO's Real Knox. We had him on.
Wait. What? Well, they've rebooted everything. Everything that was, you know, any semblance of decent.
Yeah, and how many of those reboots are good?
What is a reboot? Back in the Entercom Empire studio, we have our executive producer. Yes, kill me already. Just shoot me. Go ahead. You saw a kid named Kima Sivaran get cut by the Seahawks.
Yeah, I was surprised by Padres fans who were criticizing Jay Spedler for backpedaling. We will get to that. Craig Elston will join us as he does each and every Friday with his streaming television recommendations. That
what?
Comes television. We got that game, that video game, PGA Tour 2K21. You talk a little bit about the unreal.
Oh, yes.
For Paul Ryan, over Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Evans.
Oh, man!
You know how hard it is, though, to have an MVP season?
Yeah.
I think A-Rod only had one.
Mitch Moreland will have a better batting average than Austin Austin Hedges.
Executive producer Paul Reindl, first time this week, Battle Intercom Empire Studios.
Jamul. It's a maddeningly fine line. The bad mother clucka. Much more of an embarrassment to the game than Trent Richards is. Trent Richards.
I want to talk about Zach Davies and kind of how yesterday's start fits in. You have a winner at Doghouse. You can check him out. Check out the pictures of those delicious food items. All entrants receive a commemorative goodie bag.
Their beat writer, Ian Brown from MLD.
Yes!
That's all, folks.
That's gold.
Not the most embarrassing week I think I've ever suffered, but maybe that was because you weren't there staring daggers at me.
Pretty fantastic.
I guess I'm not clutch sometimes because I get nervous about it.
Geekster said she just stopped by to say that I'm glad Woods is okay and that he deserved more empathy.
Well, there you go. You're getting it from Geekster.
Thank you,
not
Geeks.
Me.
I appreciate it.
We will have a we'll have a good weekend. When we come back on Monday, barring unforeseen circumstances, Woods, we should know who the Padres are playing in the playoffs.
I've been hearing this for weeks.
Wednesday. I mean, I guess anything can happen. It is 2020.
Oh, my God.
But we will have so much to talk about on Monday. It's going to be crazy. We'll have an opponent to deep dive into, go through this series against the Giants. And, of course, we'll have the entire rest of the sports weekend of football, basketball,
good
playoffs.
Lord, so
NHL
much sports.
Stanley Cup Finals. We couldn't throw in another golf major this week?
Yeah,
jeez,
seriously. What are the finals at now, 2-1?
3-1 Lakers.
No,
Stanley Cup 2-1 in the finals. Okay. Yes, and the game 4 is tonight.
Let's go start, my beloved.
And Dallas, they need a win to even up the series. So, yeah, we got a ton to get to. Great week.
Thank you guys for filling in.
Most of it.
Appreciate it.
Glad to have you back. For Paul Reindl, our executive producer, and Stephen Woods.
Love you guys.
I'm Ben Higgins, Padres Baseball, 4 o'clock tonight.
Let's go.
Right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.